review of the history will help to shed light on what is sometimes a dichotomy between the religious leader and the secular advocate. And here we will see the religious leader focused on protecting the marriage, and in contrast, the secular advocate focused on protecting the victim. And the advocate may be under the impression, and at times it is warranted, that the victim's religious convictions are preventing the victim from removing herself from the abusive situation. In response, the advocate will encourage the victim to remove from the abusive situation and the perceived enabling faith community. And on the other hand, the religious leader is focused on preservation of the family and may be leery of the secular influence and avoid referring the victim to community services and even encouraging the victim to forgo any service. Here, the problem arises when the victim turns to a religious leader seeking spiritual and emotional guidance, but also practical advice. It becomes a problem when the religious leader fails to refer the victim to an agency or service, or even more profoundly, will direct the victim not to seek the services of a secular agency. The failure of the religious leader to refer to a community service may be a result of lack of training in domestic violence or an intentional effort to avoid the secular influence or recommendation that the victim leave the dangerous marriage.